Don, isn't it great that we have oxygen to breathe?
Yes, of course, Yael. But hasn't the air always contained oxygen?
No, it hasn't. Our Earth was formed about 4.6 billion years ago. Most geological evidence indicates that there was little oxygen in the Earth's early atmosphere, maybe for as much as the first 2 billion years of our planet's history. Ancient river deposits older than about 2 to 2.5 billion years contain oxygen-sensitive minerals such as pyrite, which don't persist in the presence of oxygen. However, in ancient soils younger than about 2.3 billion years old, scientists find iron oxides, basically rust, that form when the soils react with oxygen.
But then how could anything live on the early Earth?
Fossil evidence indicates that there was bacterial life on the early Earth. Many modern bacteria are anaerobic, that is, their metabolism doesn't require any oxygen. Others can get by on the low levels of oxygen that may have been available.
Complex many-celled forms of life like trilobites and shellfish didn't appear until about 600 million years ago, long after atmospheric oxygen reached more modern levels. Where did all that oxygen come from?
Oxygen came from cyanobacteria. These were the first organisms to produce oxygen by photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the process that some bacteria and all plants use to collect energy from sunlight. It produces oxygen as a waste product.
You mean that what we breathe is waste products?
That's right, Don. So take a deep breath and enjoy all that oxygen.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.